Because you are God. Daddy, we lift you up because you alone, you are God. Daddy, we worship your most holy name because you alone, you are God. You are the only living God. You are the God of all gods. You are the Lord of all lords. You are the I am that I am. You are the ancient of days. You are the creator of everything. You are the self-sufficient God. Daddy, we worship you. You are God. You are not man. Father, we thank you because you love us so much. You call us your own. You call us your treasure. Father, we are special in your sight. Daddy, we appreciate you. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. King of glory, thank you for another time in your presence tonight, O Lord. Thank you, O Lord, for the grace granted unto us, O Lord, even to be among the living, even to come to the throne of grace, to come and receive mercy so that we can obtain grace to find help in time of need. Father, thank you for drawing us to yourself, O Lord. Thank you, O Lord, because we know the true God. Thank you because we have come to seek your face, O God. Father, thank you because you said in your word that those who seek you will find you. Thank you because you said that you have not called us to seek you in vain. Father, thank you, Lord, because as we seek your face tonight, O Lord, Father, as we cry unto you tonight, Father, as we decree your word, O Lord, even concerning the situation, concerning our lives, O Lord, today, Father, we pray, O Lord, that, Lord, you will answer from heaven, that our prayers of tonight, O Lord, will come unto you like a sweet-smelling savour. In the name of Jesus, Father, we know that you will answer us, O Lord, because you are God that answers our prayers, because you are God that all flesh runs to. Daddy, we appreciate you, we say, be thou exalted in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we decree and declare that the heart is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the sea and established upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean hand and a pure heart, who has not lift up his soul to vanity nor sown deceitfully, the same shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek it, that seek their face. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come. Use this King of glory. The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts of heaven's army is the King of glory. That we worship you, we establish your presence in our midst tonight. We establish your kingdom in our midst tonight. We come against every principalities and powers. We render them useless and powerless, even concerning our gathering of tonight in the name of Jesus. That we say, O Lord, let our heavens be open in the name of Jesus. Pour down your blessings, O Lord, that our returning from this mountain tonight, O Lord, we'll be blessed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, O Lord, because you said, as we will say it in your presence, so you will do unto us. Father, we receive, O Lord, that every declaration, every decree, every pronouncement, O Lord, Father, that we are going to make tonight, O Lord, Father, there shall be manifestation, O Lord, of answer prayer in the name of Jesus. Your word will not fall to ground in our mouth tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, King of glory. We worship you. We exalt your most holy name. Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen and amen. Arise, O Lord. Let your enemies be scattered. Arise, O Lord. Let your enemies be scattered. Arise, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered. Arise, arise, arise. Arise, O Lord, let your enemy be scattered in our lives. Arise, O Lord. Let your enemies be scattered. Arise, O Lord. Let your enemies be scattered. Arise, arise, arise. Oluwadide ko si fawon tare kalaye wa. Oluwadide. Ko si fa wota reka, Oluwa dide. Ko si fa wota reka, Oluwa, Oluwa dide. Oluwa
ko si fa won ta re ka laye wa oluwa dide ko si fa won ta re ka larin wa oluwa dide ko si fa won ta wa ka oluwa oluwa dide. Father, arise, O God. Scatter all your enemies in our land. Father, scatter your enemy in our cities, in our nations, in our community. Scatter your enemies in our individual lives in the name of Jesus. Father, arise in your mightiness, O Lord. Arise in your fury and in your wrath, O Lord. Scatter all enemies of the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. All that are affecting us, suppressing and depressing us, O Lord. Father, all that are blaspheming your name, O Lord. Father, all that are tying your people down, O Lord, with their evil heart and with their evil power. That do we say, O Lord, because you are the mighty God in battle. Arise and scatter them in the name of Jesus. Visit them with your wrath, O God, in the name of Jesus. Because you are God, you are not man. You are God, you are not man. You said those who fight us, you will fight. You said that those who oppress us, you will oppress. You said with great distribution, O Lord, you will put upon all those that are oppressing and suppressing us. Father, because you are God, you are not man. Arise, O Lord. Do accordingly, O Lord, as you have said against our enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. God is God. God is no man. God is God. God is no man. God is God. God is no man. He will do it again. God is God. God is no man. God is God. God is no man. God is God. God is no man. You will do it again. Father, do it again in our lives, O Lord. Do it again in our lands, O God. Do it again in the body of Christ, O Lord. Deal with all the wicked ones, O Lord. Deal with all the false prophets, O Lord. Oh, deal with all fake ministers, O Lord. Deal with them as you have done in the time of old, O Lord. Arise and save your precious people, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, show forth for us our deliverer. Show for us, O Lord, and give us deliverance, O Lord, from those wicked ones that call themselves, O Lord, that proclaim and claim themselves to be man of God and woman of God, but they are not. Father, you did it in the time of old. Father, you arose for your precious people. You arose for your treasures, O Lord, for the people that you called by your name, and you delivered them. Father, we have come to your presence tonight, that only you alone can deliver us. Only you alone can silence them. Only you alone can remove them out of our midst. Father, arise and do it again. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Follow me quickly to the Bible passage for tonight. I'm going to read from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 13. And I want you to follow me. It's just 23 verses. I want to read quickly. The reason why I will read all this so that you get the right picture and you will know that our God is still in the business of saving his people. Our God is still in the business of sweeping nation, of doing what he has done in the past because he's capable and is able to do it because he's God. Yesterday, today, and forevermore, he will continue to be God. Hallelujah. Ezekiel chapter 13 verse 1. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel, who prophesy and say to those who prophesy from their own inspiration, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, woe, judgment is coming. to the foolish prophets who are following their own spirit, claiming to have seen things, but have in fact seen nothing. O Israel, your prophets have been like forces among the ruins. You have not gone up into the gaps or breaches, nor built the wall around the house of Israel, that it might stand in the battle on the day of the Lord. They have seen falsehood and lying divination, saying, "The Lord says," but the Lord has not sent them. Yet they hope and make men to hope for the confirmation of their word. Did you not see? Make up a false vision and speak a lying divination when you said, "The Lord declares, but it is not I who have spoken." Verse 8 of Ezekiel chapter 13. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have spoken empty and delusive words and have seen lies, therefore, behold, I am against you, says the Lord God. So my hands will be against the counterfeit prophets who see, make up empty and delusive visions, and who give lying prophecies. They will have no place in the secret council of my people, nor will they be recorded in the register of the house of Israel, nor will they enter into the land of Israel, that you may know without any doubt that I am the Lord. It is definitely because they have seduced my people, saying peace when there is no peace. And because when one builds a flimsy wall, behold, this lying prophet plaster it over with whitewash. So tell those who plaster it with whitewash that it will fall. A flooding rain of judgment will come, and you, O great hailstone, will fall, and a violent wind will tear the wall apart. Behold, when the wall has fallen, will you not be asked, where is the coating with which you, prophets, plastered it? Therefore, says the Lord God, I will make a violent wind break out in my wrath, and there will be in my anger an overwhelming rain and great hailstones to destroy that wall in wrath. So I will tear down the wall which you have plastered with whitewash and bring it down to the ground, so that its foundations will be exposed. When it falls, you will perish in its midst, and you shall know and understand fully that I am the Lord. Thus I will expand my wrath on the wall and on those who have plastered it with whitewash. And I will say to you, the wall is gone and its plasterers are gone, along with the false prophets of Israel who prophesied deceitfully to Jerusalem and who sees false visions of peace for her when there is no peace, says the Lord God. Now you, son of man, set your face against the daughters of your people who are prophesying out of the wishful thinking of their own mind inspiration. Prophesy against them and say, thus says the Lord God, woe to the women who fasten magic, protective charms on all wrists and make veils for the heads of those who of every status to capture women's life. Will you capture the lives of my people but keep your own? You have profaned me among my people in payment for handful of barley and for pieces of bread, killing people who should not die and giving a guarantee of life to those who should not live because of your lies to my people who pay attention to lies. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against your magic bands and veil by which you hunt human lives as birds, and I will tear them from your arms, and I will let the lives you hunt go free, even those lives whom you hunt as birds. I will also tear off your pagans' veils and rescue my people from your hands, and they will no longer be in your grip to be hunted and trapped. Then you will know without any doubt that I am the Lord. Because you discerned the righteous with falsehood, when I did not cause his grief, but have encouraged the wicked not to turn from his wicked way and perverse his life and preserve his life. Therefore, you women will no longer see false vision or practice divination, and I will rescue my people from your hand. Then you will know without any doubt that I am the Lord. God is God. God is no man. God is God. God is no man. God is God. God is no man. He will do it again. He said it, he will do it. He did it for his people in the land of Jerusalem. He did it for the Israelites. He will do it for me. He will do it for you. He will do it in the midst of the body of Christ. He will do it in our lands in the name of Jesus. Faithful God, we praise and worship you. Our Father and our God, we declare you King. We bless you for tonight. Oh, Father, let the kingdom come in the mighty name of Jesus. Thus say the Lord God Almighty. My hands will be against the prophets who see false vision and who gave lying divinations. They shall not be in the council of my people, nor be enrolled in the register of the house of Israel, nor shall they enter the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord. Verse 9 of Ezekiel 13. Beloved of the Lord, this negative pronouncement of God against prophets, men and women, came as a result of their ways and their lifestyles. God is faithful and can never default his covenant with his people, the Israelites. He called the Israelites his treasure. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel for his special treasure. That is in Psalm 135 verse 4. You and I are the chosen of God. We are special people unto him. Not only that, we are declared holy people unto him by the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 6 says, you are holy people who belong to the Lord your God. He has chosen you from all the people on earth to be his very own, his treasure, special possession. My brothers and my sisters, God's love for his people is so much. He loves his people so much that he cannot allow anyone or group of people to treat them wrongly. His love for his people will not permit him to be silent over their unpleasant situation and the state of mind, which you and me, which all of us are passing through regarding what is going on in the body of Christ, regarding what is going on even in our lands. God will not keep silent. God will arise and scatter all his enemies, because our enemies are God's enemies. Hallelujah. We are his jewels. We are special in the hand of God. He cannot afford anyone to handle us carelessly, for he will have mercy on us, according to Malachi chapter 3 verse 17. They will be my people, says the Lord of heaven's armies. On that day when I act in judgment, they will be my own special treasure. I will spare them as a father spares an obedient child. Look at that. The day God will act in judgment, I decree and I declare that our Father who art in heaven, we act in judgment tonight against all liars and deceivers in and around our lives in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare that God, we act in judgment against all false pastors, against all false prophets, against all false prophetesses in the land of Nigeria, in our lands, in the nations of the world, even those ones that surround us, that Lord, we arise and act in judgment against them, as he said it, in the name of Jesus. Amen. looking from Ezekiel chapter 13 verse 1 to 6, it reveals the acts, the evil acts and practices of the prophets and the prophetess in the land of Israel. God that sees all things, notice their hearts, that is so terrible, that is so, you know, it's something that is unbearable. God can no longer keep quiet. Therefore, he speaks even against them. He speaks against their hearts. And God said to his servant Ezekiel, God said he should say this even concerning them. But before then, I want to point out quickly, what are those atrocities? What are those evil acts and wickedness that they practice even in the land of Israel, especially the so-called prophets and prophetess? The verse 2 of that Ezekiel 13 says, they make up their own prophecies. They make up their own prophecies. God responds in verse 3, for that out of them, he said, I will be terrible for the foolish prophet who follow their own idea, their own spirit, and have not seen a vision from me. They follow what they feel. They follow their own mind. They follow their own idea. They follow what their spirit, not the spirit of God. And because of that, God said he's going to be terrible against them. I decree and declare woe unto all prophets and prophetess that are making up their own prophecies that God has not given them, in order to trap people, in order to suppress and to oppress even the people of God. Tonight the Lord will be wroth with them in the name of Jesus. He said that he should prophesy against them. Whoa, judgment is coming upon them. I decree and declare tonight that woe unto all evil, unto all liars, prophets and prophetess in our lands, in the body of Christ, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that it shall be terrible for all of them in the city and out of the city, according to the word of God. What God says, what God has declared concerning them, so I declare tonight, and so shall it be by the power of the word of God that can never fall to the ground. Unless they repent, they will see the judgment of God. Unless they repent, it shall be terrible for them, for their wickedness. Verse 4 of that Ezekiel chapter 13 says, O Israel, your prophets have been like foxes among the ruins. You know what that means? They are so wicked. They are foxes. Even among us, look at what is going on in our nation. Look at what is going on in the nation of the world. The word of the Lord said that they are like foxes among the ruins. They are like forces, instead of them to be source of consolation and encouragement, but they are forces among us. I decree and I declare woe unto all prophets and prophetesses that have been like walls among the people of God in our lands, in the body of Christ. Woe unto them, according to the word of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 5 of that Ezekiel 13 says, you have not gone up into gaps or breaches, nor built the wall around the house of Israel, that it might stand in the battle on the day of the Lord. They did not build up. Instead, they are tearing down. Many are tearing homes down. Many are tearing down the body of Christ. Many are destroying the work of God because of their wicked heart, because of their foolishness, because they are seeing things in their own hearts, not from the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, I decree and declare that woe unto all prophets, all prophetesses, that have not gone up into the gaps and breaches in our land, that have not taken take it upon themselves to rebuild, to cause changes, positive changes in the life of the people of the land, in the life of fellow brethren, individually, even as a nation. Woe unto them according to the word of God. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare that it shall be terrible unto all of them that refuse to build the wall around the house of Israel, that rebuild to refuse to say the right thing, that will bring us up, that will make us stand up even in the fear of God. But they are tearing us down because of their wickedness, because of they are liars, because they are deceivers. The Lord declared woe unto them. And so I declare tonight unto them in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I decree and declare according to the word of God. Woe unto all ministers that enjoy seeing our houses and the land collapsing. Many are just enjoying it. Many are just, you know, they don't care. As long as I'm having my 3 square meals, as long as I'm having what I need, as long as I have this, I have that, I have a roof on my head, I have cars, I have this, I don't care what is going on. All the word of the Lord say woe to them, because they enjoy seeing houses and land collapsing in our nations. Oh, because they enjoy seeing what is going on in the body of Christ, how the body of Christ has been tearing apart. Oh, woe unto you according to the word of God. Unless you repent in the name of Jesus, unless you repent and change from your wicked ways, woe unto you, says the word of God. Verse 6, they have seen falsehood and lying divination. They have seen falsehood. I decree and declare, woe unto all prophets and prophetesses that have seen falsehood over the situation of our land. Because I must be heard, because they must hear my voice too. God did not send them, but they will come up with this, with that. All the word of the Lord say woe to them. So I decree, all those that God has not sent, and they are sending themselves, they are bringing themselves out, that this is opportunity for me to be known, this is opportunity for people to see me on Facebook, this is opportunity for me to go viral, when I just throw one prophecy concerning the nation, concerning the politics, this politician, concerning this situation, I decree and declare tonight, woe unto you all that have seen falsehood and lying divination in the name of Jesus. Verse 6 says that the Lord says, but the Lord has not sent them. See, yet they hope and make men to hope for the confirmation of their word. No, their word will never be confirmed, because it was never from the Lord in the first instance. It's not God that sent them. When God sent his word, he backed it up. He watches over it to make sure that it comes to pass. The Bible said the word of Samuel did not fall to ground at all, because it was a true prophet of the Lord. I decree and declare, woe unto all false prophets and prophetesses that hope and make us to hope for the confirmation of their false prophecies in the name of Jesus, according to the word of God. Woe unto you all in the name of Jesus, because you have not seen anything, because you are just talking out of your own will and your own idea. It will not come to pass concerning us, concerning our land, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, any prophecy that is against your life, against my life, any prophecy that is not of the Lord, that anybody has prophesied against you, tonight I decree and declare, it will fall to the ground in the name of Jesus. It will not come to pass in your life, in the life of your family members, in the name of Jesus, concerning your home, concerning your ministry, concerning your land, concerning your health. Oh, the false prophet, their prophecy will not come to pass in your life, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Did you not see? They make up a false vision and speak a lie divination when you said, the Lord declared. The Lord did not declare anything. The Lord did not declare anything. They are liars. But it is not I who have spoken. God is God. God is not man. God is God. God is not man. I decree according to the word of God, Woe unto any man, any woman that call himself or herself a prophet, that are making even false vision and speaking lies concerning you, concerning us, the people of God, concerning our land. I decree by the word of God, woe unto you in the name of Jesus. The judgment of the Lord is upon you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Beloved of the Lord, God will always be against all deceivers. God cannot tolerate liars. Amongst us are liars and deceivers. Amongst ministers of God, amongst believers in Christ, amongst prophets and prophetesses, amongst apostles, amongst bishops, continue to name them. There are liars and deceivers. God cannot behold. God cannot stand that. He will disgrace and humiliate them for their wickedness, because deceiving others is considered as wickedness. It's a sin, it's an evil way in the sight of God. God will not permit them to continue oppressing and killing his people. According to verse 9 of our text, Ezekiel 13, Almighty God, the God of Israel said, look at, so my hand will be against the counterfeit prophet who sees empty and delusive visions and who give lying prophecies. They will have no place in the secret council of my father, of the people, nor will they be recorded in the register of the house of Israel, nor will they enter into the land of Israel, that you may know without any doubt that I am God. God is God. God is no man. God is God. God is no man. God is God. God is no man. He will do it again. I say God is God. God is no man. God is God. God is no man. God is God. God is no man. He will do it again. Because of those that are calling him in truth and the spirit, God will arise and do accordingly. As he has said in this Ezekiel chapter 13 verse 9. Obviously, these are the description of many prophets, ministers, men and women in our land today. They have forgotten that God sees and knows all things, even to the intents of their heart. Oh, I want you to decree that the hand of the Lord will be against them, all the counterfeit and false prophets. Somebody said something to me, I think it's in Odo State, that this man will lock up children, male and female. And this woman had four of her children with this man that called himself a man of God. And when they were the newscaster, these people were able to get inside. They find condoms, they find a bottle of beers and all stuff. And he called himself a pastor. I believe he has been molesting and doing whatever thing he wants to do with those children. I decree and declare tonight that Lord will arise and hurt in judgment against all fakes and counterfeit ministers in our lands, in the body of Christ, among the people of God. That Lord will cause his judgment even to rain upon them. The hand of God is against you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare according to Ezekiel 13:9, tonight God sets your hand against all self-proclaimed prophets and prophetess. God did not call them, they call themselves because of what they want to eat. They call themselves, they proclaim themselves to be prophets and prophetess. They are giving themselves offices. Oh, so that they can use that, you know, to deceive people. Tonight, by the power of the word of God, the Lord will disgrace and humiliate you all in the name of Jesus. That God will humble you and he will naked you in the name of Jesus. I decree as God has spoken, all self-proclaimed ministers, men and women, will never be listed among the people of God. In the name of Jesus, they will never be listed among the council of God's people. In the name of Jesus, their name will never be recorded, even in the book of life, unless they change their wicked ways. In the name of Jesus, because God did not want sinners to die, but if they repent, the Lord will forgive them. But if they refuse to repent, if they refuse to turn back from their wicked way, they will perish likewise. Their name will not be written, even in the book of life, in the name of Jesus, and they will not enter into rest. They will not enter into rest. The Bible says there's no peace for the wicked. All fakes and counterfeit ministers, all fakes and counterfeit men and women, that they are calling themselves men of God, but they are not. They are men and women of Satan. Tonight, I stand on this word of God. I say tonight, you will not have peace. In the name of Jesus. Verse 10. It is because these false prophets have lied to my people and led them off course, saying, everything is peaceful and fine, when nothing is peaceful or fine. When the people build a weak and wobbly wall, the false prophets are right behind them. You know, they have the prophet that pray for them. They have those ones that stand behind them. Once you get the contract, I will pray you get the contract. You know, God will honor his name. And when you get the contract, you know, if it's 70, your mind is 30. And instead of them doing that thing they're supposed to do rightly, they will just do it in a way that will set trap for people to die. Look at our roads. Look at all the jobs they are giving to them. No water, no light, no good roads. Health is something that you cannot even talk about it in our land. They will build the wall and they will come and plaster it. They know that this wall is about to crumble. They will paint it. Deceiver. People of God, among those things, God hates lying tongues. In number 2, according to Proverbs 6, 16 to 17, these are 6 things the Lord hates. 7, they are detestable to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. Is that not what we are seeing in our land? You want to tell me God will not arise for his treasures? God will not arise for his special people? God will not arise for those that he created in his own image? Remember, he said we are not created for destruction, but anyone that chose the way of destruction, they shall likewise perish. Prophets and ministers in the body of Christ lied to us, God's people, and led us astray, saying peace, fine, when there is no peace. I decree and declare, because of this, you are done tonight. The hand of the Lord is against all of you, in the name of Jesus. When the evil people of the land build a weak and wobble wall, you all fake pastors, you all fake ministers, prophets and prophetess, you support them. You are right behind them. Oh, you are covering the weak walls they plastered. I decree the hand of God is against you all tonight. In the name of Jesus, I decree the hand of the Lord is against all workers of iniquity. All wicked ones in the body of Christ, in our land, I decree and declare the hand of the Lord is against you. Unless you repent, you will likewise perish. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Verse 13 of Ezekiel 13 says, I said that in my fury, I will release a mighty wind to knock it down. In my anger, I will produce a stone and torrential rains to destroy it. My people, except the Lord builds the house, who can build it? Same thing happened, and same thing applied to the building of worlds. Except the Lord builds the house, the labor in vain that build it. I decree and declare, in God's fury anger, he will release wind to knock down every evil, deceitful work of our politicians, of the deceivers, of those people that are supposed to handle things the right way, but they are using diplomacy and they are lying, using the money that belongs to the society, to the community. They are savoring it and they are using it for their own comfort. Today, the word of the Lord is against you. Everything that you have used the money that belongs to the people of God to acquire for yourself. Oh, a storm fall upon them in the name of Jesus. Scatter tonight in the name of Jesus. You will not be able to gather their rubbles in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, God in his anger tonight, we command torrential rain to destroy all the wicked works, all the traps that you have made, that you have prepared, even for the people of God, in the name of Jesus. Verse 14, I will demolish the wall that you have bordered with mold plaster. I will level it to ground so that its foundation will be exposed. God will expose every foundation of evil works by our fake and counterfeit ministers in our country, in our land, in the body of Christ, in the name of Jesus. The Lord will destroy the foundation of wicked people, even in the body of Christ. The Lord will expose their foundation. Many foundations of churches, if you go there, they have, you know, dead body under. The Lord will expose all the wicked acts of the wicked, of the counterfeit and fake ministers, in the name of Jesus. My brothers, who can withstand God's anger? God says, no longer will your wicked and dangerous work in the land stay, for he will level it to ground. Today, by the power of the word of God, by the word of God in this Ezekiel 13:14, the Lord will expose to the foundation every work of the wicked, fake, and counterfeit pastors, prophet, apostle, in the name of Jesus. There's no more coverage for you for your wicked works in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Verse 15 to 16 says, then I will expend my wrath on the wall and on those who have plastered it with whitewash, and I will say to you, the wall is gone and its plasterer are gone, along with the false prophets of Israel, who prophesy deceitfully to Jerusalem and who seek false vision of peace for her when there is no peace, says the Lord. When they're supposed to correct, they will not correct. When they see danger, they will not see danger. They will say, oh, it's okay. My Jolombo, where? They will say, it's okay, don't worry. And they know that God is not happy. God is not okay with what is going on. But because of what they want to eat, so that minister, so that politician, so that rich man in the congregation, so that rich woman in the society will not say, they are seeing danger. My brothers and my sisters, God is the only one declaring this upon the wicked people of our land. In the body of Christ, their fakes and counterfeit prophets supporting every evil act. I decree that tonight God will expend his wrath on all that you have built, on all that you have gathered with deceit, on all that you have trapped, all those traps that you plan, even for the destruction of the people of God. The Lord will collapse them tonight in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, according to the word of God, your evil trap will fall. You will see it no more in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, all those that are covering your evil acts, your evil works, they will be gone with that evil act in the name of Jesus. They will be gone even with the trap that they are helping you to cover in the name of Jesus. And even all you false prophets that are in support of the wicked prophets that are wicked people in our land, you will all be gone with it in the name of Jesus. We will look for you and we will find you no more. And the peace will reign in the life of the people of God. Peace will reign among the brethren. Peace will reign in the body of Christ. The righteousness of God will exalt the body of Christ. The righteousness of God will exalt our nation. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 17 to 18. Now you son of man, set your face against daughter of your people who are prophesying out of the wishful thinking of their own mind. Prophesy against them and say, thus says the Lord God, woe to the women who fasten magic protective charms on all wrists and make veil veils for the heads of those of every status to capture human life. Will you capture the lives of my people but keep your own? You see, you see them. Let me tell you. All over, they will make bracelets. They will make igbadi. They will make different charms so that they can trap men. Even those that call themselves prophetess, those that call themselves women of God, women of God, they are using charms. Let me tell you, what the Bible passage of tonight is telling us is just the right picture of what is going on in our land. But God will not let you continue in your their wicked act, even against his people. God is also against them. Women minister in the land that are prophesying out of their own will what they want to eat, and they want that man to come to them. They were just saying their wishful mind, not what God says. According to the word of God by prophet Ezekiel, we declare tonight in the name of Jesus, sorrow and woe upon such women that are using charms to trap even the people of God. You will see them, you will see them with every, they will be only, but let me tell you, they have charms under their garment. They have wristband of charms on their wrist. They have a thing that they already, put behind their seat or even in front of their house that they cover the idols. Those things they are worshiping, they have it covered. That Lord, we expose in the name of Jesus. No more hiding for you and your idols in the name of Jesus. That Lord God Almighty, we expose you in the name of Jesus. Destruction of the Lord upon those charms. And even if you repent, if you did not repent of doing evil, that Lord will destroy you, even with your charms in the name of Jesus, that you have used to charm and to capture even the people of God. Verse 19 to 20. You bring shame on me among my people for a few handful of barley or a piece of bread, by lying to my people who love to listen to lie. Many people love to listen to lie. They will not go where the truth word of God is being preached. You kill those who should not die, and you promise life to those who should die, who should not live. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against your magic bands, by which you hunt human lives as birds. I will tear them from your hands, and I will let the lives you hunt go free, even those lives whom you hunt as birds. Like I said, they trap men and women with their charms, and they have idols that they cover. You cannot see. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 3 says, for the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, they will suit their own desire. They will gather around them a great number of teachers so that what their itching ear want to hear, that is what they want. I decree tonight, God is against your charms. All you women and men using charms to trap people of God. All you men and women using charms even to tie, to hunt people like God. Tonight, the Lord is against you in the name of Jesus. I decree tonight, God tear all your charms from your hands and wrists in the name of Jesus. I decree you are empty of your charms tonight in the name of Jesus. I empty you of your charms that you are using to tie people of God down, so that you can be using them, oppressing them, and even be commanding, be dominating them. The Lord empty you of your charms tonight in the name of Jesus. I decree that tonight God sets free all that you have trapped in the name of Jesus. Anyone trapped under any prophetess or prophet by charms and magic, tonight the Lord set you free by the power of his word. The Lord set you free in the name of Jesus from those wicked prophets and prophetess, from those that are using magic and charms even to commando and to surprise the people of God, to follow them and to answer to their call, to run wicked errands for them. Tonight the Lord set you free in the name of Jesus. Verse 21. of that same Ezekiel 13. I will also tear off your pagan's veil and rescue my people from your hands, and they will no longer be in your grip to be hunted and trapped. God is God. God is no man. He did it in the time of old, in the land of Jerusalem, in the life for his own people, the Israelites. God is the same God. He will do it again in our time, that he will tear off even the pagan veil of the evil ministers of God, of the evil men and women that acclaim themselves rather to be man of God, but they know that they belong to Satan. Today, the Lord tear off their pagan veils in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare tonight, the Lord rescue his people from their hands in the name of Jesus. The Lord set them free from their hand. They all escape like birds from the net. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, tonight, God expose their idols that are all that their altar. The Lord cause a earthquake, even to dig out even the evil that is under their altars in the name of Jesus. All the evil that they have done to the entrance of their church, the Lord cause an earthquake even to expose it tonight in the name of Jesus. The Lord render their charms and their idols useless over the life of the people, and the Lord set everybody that have been trapped on by their charms and their idols, the Lord set you all free tonight in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that their idols and God will no longer be able to grip and trap people of God anymore in the name of Jesus. Lastly, tonight, verse 22 to 23 says, because you have discouraged the innocent and unsuspecting with your lies, people that will not even question you, they believe you, they believe them, they take them by their word. Oh, prophetess has said so. Oh, prophet said. Oh, pastor said. Oh, evangelist said. Oh, bishop said. They follow genuinely, you know. Innocently, they follow the command. So they have discouraged them with their lies and deceptions. When I left them in peace, God leave us. He did not trouble, but they are the one troubled the people of God. And because you have encouraged the wicked instead of showing them the error of their ways so they could live, instead of correcting the wicked one, there's this movie they called, I believe it's Iyajo or something like that. Iyajo. That woman went and got power from the, you know, the another world, and was just doing whatever. Even he's the one that will be assisting ladies to go to nightclub. He will, at night when everybody has gone, he will dress with his what they call the second half or better half, and they will, like the PA, and they will go to nightclub, and all the ladies dressing, you know, half naked, they will be shouting, Iyajo, Iyajo. And the robbers, the thief, they will come to him, to her. She will pray for them. She will use the chance, and they call Iyajo. I decree and declare, everyone in that category in the body of Christ tonight, by the power of the anointing upon this ministration tonight, the Lord will expose you in the name of Jesus. You will no longer be able to operate even with your charms, with your idols, with your little gods in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Look at what the Lord says. Instead of telling the truth, instead of, you know, encouraging the innocent one, they are discouraging them. But they are encouraging the evil workers. You see? Because they themselves, they are evil. I decree and declare tonight, the Lord will not give you peace unless you repent in the name of Jesus. The word of the Lord said in verse 23, you will no longer conjure up lying vision or practice divination. For I will save my people, hallelujah, from your seducing powers. Then you will know I am the eternal one. You will no longer conjure up lying visions or practice divination. That means God will silence them. God will mute them. God will cause them to become dumb. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will be blind to the thing of the spirit because of their wickedness, because they have discouraged the people of God, because they have brought shame and discouragement even to the people of God. Thus says the word of God, and so shall it be that you will no longer be able to conjure lying vision or practice divination even in our lands, in the body of Christ anymore, in the name of Jesus. For the Lord will save us, his people, from your seducive power. The Lord will deliver our land even from your seducive power, in the name of Jesus. The Lord will show up for his people, in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree God's words against all false prophets tonight, in the name of Jesus. I decree, as from tonight, God will silence you. No more will you be able to see. No more will you be able to speak, because you are telling lies, because you are seeing wrong vision. Therefore, tonight, God blind you to the things of the spirit, unless you genuinely repent. So shall it be, in the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, we thank you, we bless you, for you save your people of old in the book, in the land of Israel. You are the same God. Father, save our land. Save us, your people, Lord, from the hand of the wicked ones that proclaim and acclaim themselves to be men and women of God. Daddy, save us, your people. Everyone that have been caged and trapped, Lord, Father, by the power of their charms and idol, tonight we thank you because you set them free. As you said it, so you have done. We believe it. Father, there shall be manifestation in the name of Jesus. Peradventure, there's anyone on this night that have fallen into the hand of such. Today, the word of the Lord said, he will set you free. So you are free. He sent his word tonight to you. The Bible said he sent his word. His word healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. So the Lord set you free tonight. In the name of Jesus, you are no longer under the deceitful power, under the charms, under the idols, even of the fake and counterfeit pastors, evangelists, prophets, bishops, in the name of Jesus. The Lord set you free, in the name of Jesus. Jesus set you free. You are free indeed. You are no longer under those wicked prophets and prophetess, in the name of Jesus. Our nation is no longer under their control, in the name of Jesus. Jesus reigns in our land. Jesus is the Lord of his people, the body of Christ. Therefore, they are rendered useless among us, the body of Christ. In the body of Christ, they are rendered useless, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, King of glory. We bless you, we worship you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. People of God, be at peace. God is against all the enemies that are rising up against you, that are rising up against the body of God. God called us a special people. Be mindful. God got your back. God gets your back. God is with you. He can never leave you. Don't lose hope. He's in control. Hallelujah. Same time next week. Remain blessed. Amen. Bye-bye.